We're inside the theatre here at the Open University, and I've managed to corner you for a moment before you go on to maybe food-related things soon. Peter Horrocks.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
I feel quite buoyed up. I mean, there seems to be quite a good reaction to what Tim Blackman and myself were saying to the Open University about the importance of our students, about the importance of protecting and sustaining part-time education, which is what we do, but also a fantastic sense of inspiration about the innovativeness of the Open University. We've just had the OU Teaching Awards, where we saw some wonderful examples of the innovation and the kind of the care that goes into looking after our students. So I feel very exhilarated, really, by the morning's event.
And still optimistic, despite dropping some pretty hardcore stats as the drop in part-time.
Yeah, that's a big problem. It's something which we need to address in the external environment. It's not the Open University's fault. The rules changed some years ago and the number of part-time students has gone down. We've adjusted well to that. We've actually grown the market. We're holding up part-time education. We have a larger share of that market. But of course, there are some tough financial decisions, and I was quite clear with everyone that in order to be able to innovate and to invest in innovation, we're going to have to ask ourselves some really sharp questions about whether we can do things more effectively, more cost-effectively.
And 7 days and the clock is ticking, a countdown where you become Vice-Chancellor. Feeling prepared and ready for action?
Yeah, well, I'm apprehensive, of course, but I'm mostly excited, and I can't wait to really, really get stuck in to be able to help this fantastic, wonderful institution to be able to be propelled into the next stage of its reinvention.
You were talking about falling in love with the Open University. It didn't take me long at all over the past, since 2007, when I first started sharing stories from here. Quite an inspiration to hear you talk about fighting for the OU, seeing this social movement, as you said, as something everybody can get behind. I think it's going to be very easy. I want to wish you all the very best.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's that strength of emotion which I've tapped into, and maybe I'm a big softie, I don't know, but I could have felt that absolutely straight away. And then saying, well, hang on, you know, there are some absolutely world-beatingly wonderful things that are done here, but the environment around it is not appreciating that and understanding that and supporting it in the way that it should do. And I want, it's not, you know, there's almost 2 million people who at some stage in their lives have been educated at the OU. That is a fantastic community, a social movement. We need the help of all of those people to make sure that the problems of part-time are put right. And with that, the OU can carry on doing what it does so brilliantly.
Thank you so much, Peter Horrocks. People can find you very easily on Twitter. And, of course, if you are following the hashtag Part-Time Matters, you can find out everything that's been going on here today and will be continue being talked about in the conversations online. Thanks again.
OK, thanks very much.